Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Monday's podcast. My name's Tom Finnemore, part of the team at STC. And this week, I'm picking up the baton from Helen Ward, who did some amazing podcasts last week as we continue our journey through the epistles of John. Our reading today is 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. And today we'll focus on verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Thought for the day. Very long time ago, I took part in something called the Duke of Edinburgh Award. And part of that process is to do a various expedition. In other words, a very long hike. And this was in pre-mobile phone days. So we had to learn to map read old school. Now, when you're map reading, or let me be clear, when you're old school map reading, for the youngsters out there, that means no mobile phones, no GPS, just an old-fashioned paper map and a little compass. You have to learn to read your environment. You learn to look out for landmarks, to interpret the landscape, the surrounding topography, to try and identify on the map exactly where you are. And then you can walk out your course of action or your route. In that moment, you realise how much you rely on vision. In other words, what you can see around you to work out the route forward. And I say that to tell you this. There was one particular time in the middle of the summer, actually, in the Lake District on top of a mountain. It's all going great. All of a sudden, a thick, thick fog descends upon us and it began to snow. Now, we had no way of interpreting where we were by sight. You couldn't see a thing. In fact, you could hardly really see very much in front of us. And it was pretty scary. It was really cold. And all we had was a compass. And for the next what seemed like hours and hours, we walked slowly and very carefully down this mountain, just placing one foot in front of the other, glued to our compass. It was terrifying. All points of reference were gone. It was a leap of faith into the unknown. Only our compass was our guide. We could not see a way forward. And you know, honestly, I think it feels a bit like that now. You know, like, when will COVID-19 end? Like, when will they create a vaccine? Will the economy crash and will it recover? Like, will Kanye West be the next president of the USA? As if 2020 could get any weirder. What about racism and racial tensions? What about Hong Kong and China and other things that are going on in the world? So many unanswered questions at this time. It just feels like there's a fog descending. Like that time on that Lake District mountain. Well, it does to me anyway. So what do we do on this July Monday in little old Sheffield? Well, I find it a huge relief that in God's great providence, he doesn't leave us alone in the fog. What I mean by that is if we take a closer look at the scriptures, we begin to see that our spiritual ancestors sure lived in a different age with different challenges, but also there are some striking similarities that if we meditate, learn and immerse ourselves in, will become like that compass to us that led me and my mates down that Lake District mountain. In John 3:16, John writes the famous words, "For God so loved the world." So it seems really weird that he should write in 1 John 2:15, "Don't love the world or anything in the world." Behind these words is the truth that the world, quotes unquotes, which for John, to put it crudely, includes politics, culture, financial systems, what we see all around us, to John is all under the control of the enemy of God. It's fallen. So he's warning to the believers in the churches to whom he's writing in the what's called the province of Asia, which is to us modern day Turkey, is the reminder that we live under a system which is opposed to God. And as the old adage goes, we live in it, but not of it. And as we'll learn throughout this week, the surrounding culture was as confusing for the recipients of John's letters as it is for us today in 2020. The clear challenge that John is laying out is to avoid particular temptations. And one of the big ones at the moment, I think, is to stand against despair and discouragement. We're told in Isaiah to have a garment of praise, not a spirit of despair. So how do we do that when around us in the world is so much bad news, which can just get to the very core of our soul? Honestly, turn off the TV. Stop looking at Twitter. There are some angry souls on Twitter venting their stuff. And honestly, some Christians on there are no better. Honestly, stop. Be proactive about taking a break, of intentionally seeking a rest in God, of shielding from the onslaught of negativity, whose author is the very enemy of God, of socially distancing from the voices that lure us into a place of hopelessness and despair. I read once of a rabbi in a concentration camp during World War II, who would go around to people saying, "Keep Shabbat, brother Jew, keep Sabbath." It seems so crazy that even though they faced the most awful time, knowing what was happening, that they remind themselves of God's faithfulness in the midst of horror. We too should stop. Turn off the negativity, turn off the voices of doom, and turn our attention towards God, embracing his presence, enjoying his creation, praising him for his goodness. We should detox the angst, silence the voice of the world in our hearts, and once again tune into hope of the eternal heartbeat of God. It is vital in this season that we heed the wisdom of Proverbs to guard our hearts, for the Bible tells us that it's the wellspring of life. Let me suggest that in this season, if we do this, we'll find the compass of God's word and his presence leading us through. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this day. Lord, we know that you've made it. And Father, I pray that you help us to navigate this season as well as we can, embracing your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 2, verses 15 to 21. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us, for if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour. So shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.